Go Loud.
Cycle a bike?
That's actually a very good question,
and
Siobhan.
If you could, you'd cycle a bike, right? A pink bike with a basket on the front of it, wouldn't you? And you have 12 eggs in it.
She can't cycle because she would be cycling.
Yeah, you would be a cyclist.
Because you only live there. You'd fly in hell.
Imagine her coming in on a trick on the back wheel. Flaunt the thing in
pulling
the
back. Pulling his skin.
What's up, lads? Red leather jacket on. Ready for a day.
And a helmet.
What are we in here? What do we do?
This is the bonus. Will you stop bonus. Saying what do we
do? No, what do we do on this?
This is the bonus.
I meant that last week when I said, like, what do we do? And Owen just got carried away.
Can we put the air conditioning on, Siobhan?
It's very warm.
See, every time I go away, I always have a debate with Amy. I go straight into the hotel room. And I think the lowest they go to is 18. I'd wake up in the morning, it's only like 29 and all. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm sweating here. This is like a sauna.
What do you mean, on holiday?
Yeah, we want the hotel room as cold as possible. Yeah. Hotel room beds where you just wrap up in a cocoon. Go on.
You can't get sick from being cold or wet or not. You can't. There's a fact. Fact of the day. Fact of the day. You can't get. See, if it was freezing and lashing out and you were out there in a t-shirt, George, you can't get sick over that.
What about hypothermia?
How do people get sick?
Possibly then, hypothermia. I just mean.
Or pneumonia. You can't get
possibly
a cold.
Pneumonia. You can't get a cold or a flu, like.
So how do people get colds and flus after being out in the rain all the time and they're smothering then the next day?
False accusations, bro. Figured this out as well. Someone told me 2 weeks ago and I looked her up and it's true. And I never felt more like a prick in my life. Because sometimes I feel unwell and I think it's in my head now.
All right, I'd say there's a lot of that going on. No, I would say there's a lot of that going on. When you're like, I'm not well, I have to go home to bed. I'm like, you were grand 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You're the only man I know who gets sick. It doesn't gradually come on. You just
100%.
It's binary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
you're
I'm
fresh,
sick, I'm
and then
sick.
You're sick.
We're in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas other people, you hear it in their throat, hearing
their
throat.
It's a build up.
On Monday, you're like, you didn't sound great. And then on Wednesday, they're like, I can't come in today. I'm sick.
If it's
like,
7 o'clock Monday, by 7:30, I'm not well Monday night as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say 5 past. But
it like lowers your immune system. That's the issue. So it makes you more susceptible to getting sick.
Thanks very much, man.
So you get sick there? Like, but you can't actually directly
you
get
don't
sick,
pick
can you?
The infection up from the cold weather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But your immune system lowers, but you still have to be in the vicinity of someone with the virus, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. So you're not actually getting sick off the cold.
I still don't think you've made the point that you tried to make.
Like, yeah.
Well, he started with you can't get sick from being outside in the cold.
Sorry,
I was a bit out there last time.
Speaking of sick, Owen Brennan is sick, and he only told us 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's not wrong.
Now, if that was me or you, there'd be written warnings and all.
There'd be up, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there. It was very convenient that yesterday he sent us a picture doing some home renovation. And he's like, look at me. I don't pay anyone to do what I'll do myself. I was like, all right, Owen. And then he's like, oh, lads, I'm sick today. Fella lifted up a hammer and he can't come into work anymore.
He's going to listen to this and he's going to be fume.
I'm trying to paint him into it. I'm ready to be in here dying sick anytime in future.
Yeah.
Afraid to take a sickie ever again.
Stop.
Yeah, do you want to hear another fact? The Garda don't pay on the loose.
Garda don't?
Yeah.
Neither do you.
That's a valid point. But I'm not a public servant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting on someone getting off the loose yesterday and I pulled up and there was a load of inspectors on it. And they got off and I was like, oh, I bet you they're shitting because there was a load of inspectors on it. Copper got off behind them and I was looking and the copper walked past the tag machine and just kept walking and I goes, did he pay on? And he goes, no. And the security guard made a joke, haha, you don't need a ticket here. I was like, that's not wrong. And the copper had a V, which annoyed me even more.
Yeah, I would agree with that part.
Do you know, he didn't even have a mullet, he had the V.
The V?
What's the V?
In your hair.
Where you cut your hair, the back of your hair, into the shape of a V.
What? I don't get.
So the back hair?
Yeah.
I would.
The sides, basically, you cut more than the middle. So
yeah, no, I understand what a V looks like, but I don't. No, but like, I can understand what you're describing, but I don't understand why you care about it.
Because, you know, when you see people. Siobhan, we hate when we see people with mullets. The V is worse.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Like, the V was a thing in the noughties. So say from about 2003 to the, about 2006, 2007,
I had
maybe.
A V when I was young, yeah.
Yeah, but you're talking about them years, yeah. 30, and that's it. No one ever had a V ever again.
No,
like, at least the mullet has kind of gone out, came back, gone out, yeah. came back.
Yeah.
It's kind of been constant. But this copper didn't pay on the Lewis, didn't have to pay on the Lewis, and had a V, and he was a copper. So everything just, I was like, I can't stand him.
Have you any questions? Before he gets carried away.
Should the guy have to pay on the Lewis? Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think we're all in agreement there.
Right. Have a blind ranking.
Yes, love this.
The blind ranking is from Glenn.
Of what?
Irish.
Is it Glenn the bus driver?
I don't know.
Sure he would have said, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Like, I actually got to the stage where I thought that was his second name.
Glenn, the bus driver.
The bus driver, yeah. Here's my sister Martha, the bus driver.
Shane Long's goal against Germany ahead of Euros 2016.
Do you know what?
I'm going to base this off my feelings.
Yeah.
When they happened.
See, when that happened, I remember publicly stating, and it could have been on Facebook, that Shane Long was my favourite coachie. And like, my board was looking at me and I'm like, gee, great.
Like, that has to go. That has to go.
What a man.
I'm going to put that number two just because I'm worried about what else could be in there.
I'm trying to think of what could be in there. I'll go number two as well because I have a feeling something else could be number one. But if that's the only football one, what bollocks?
Katie Taylor's gold medal win, London 2012.
You know what, that's actually iconic in terms of, like, not just Ireland. Like, she was the first female to win a gold medal in boxing.
Yeah, but what do you have? Kelly's above it, probably. I'm going to put that.
Three.
Four.
That's your bottom of the list?
Yeah, just in case Kelly's is in there.
Troy Parrott's hat-trick against Hungary.
See, this is what I was saying. If that was the only football one, it was bollocks. But that goes above Shane Long's scoring against Germany.
Oh, it just has to.
Not that anyone expected Ireland to beat Germany. Germany were world champions when Shane Long scored that goal, by the way. But no one expected Ireland to win. Even when it got to 2-2, no one expected Ireland to win. There was no anticipation that Ireland were going to get the win. And even when he scored, people were like, oh, fuck, is this happening? Like, people couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Nah, that guy was number one.
That's number one, yeah. Now, I'm going to feel a prick now. What's number four?
Here we go.
I don't think you will.
Oh, it's rugby, isn't it?
Yeah, Ireland beating the All Blacks for the first time ever after 111 years of the sides facing.
I'm swapping Katie.
You can't swap.
I'm swapping.
No.
Katie's three, and that's...
No.
I'm actually going to put that in seventh.
You made a mistake. The coach said you jumped in.
Yeah,
but what if Kelly's...
Doesn't matter. You have to. You can't be anticipating.
Kelly has two goals, bro.
You can't be anticipating, Terry.
Two goals and give us a shout out in an interview.
Yeah, that's fourth.
Anyways. That would have went number one for me. Just swap the rugby one with Katie for me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Siobhan.
No, you picked
them.
Yeah, you made a bit.
Swapped in my head. Yeah. What if Kelly come up, bro?
You've ranked.
That's what you have to anticipate, Terry.
You've ranked Ireland beating the All Blacks above Katie Taylor's gold medal.
Yeah, let's not start, like, this rumour.
Start the rumour.
You care more about beating the All Blacks than you do Katie Taylor.
I get that.
Yeah.
Just a moment that, like, people.
He was your favourite rugby player, Terrence.
Oh, Driscoll.
Yeah.
See, play, yeah?
He did.
Oh, he's not there.
Not then.
Look at Siobhan over there chiming in and all. She has a rugby fact. Alright, Siobhan.
Next question, please.
McGinty, if you're
sorry, Siobhan. Go on.
No, I think she should apologise. Because you know, when you say McGinty, you have to let her show.
It's a while since I've been in here.
It's been a while.
And actually, I was never in here really that much with you.
Ah, we had a few McGinty's when you were here.
More Owen. McGinty, if your personality was a playlist, what three songs would be on it?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because it does. It just, it makes, do you know what I was only thinking the other day, yeah? Queen's songs don't make any sense.
What's wrong with him?
You look so speechless.
I've never been more shocked at a set of words in my life.
But that's what I thought when I heard the Bohemian Rhapsody.
I just did not expect this to go here.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a belt of a tune, 30.
Big tune, but why would you think that?
Just because it goes everywhere, mate, and it makes no sense. And that's just my head when I'm walking down the road, bro. Like, you don't understand how happy I am that we are living in this period and not 100 years in the future, when I think you will be able to read people's thoughts. They'll have some sort of interface that I can see what you're thinking. And I'm like, imagine what they'd be thinking when I'm walking down the road. I'd be nicked. Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, what's wrong with him? And then people think I'm the sensible one. You know what I mean? Siobhan, you're actually in tears over there, all right?
Is everything all right?
I don't know. I don't know if it is. That's the problem. So Bohemian Rhapsody...
Bohemian Rhapsody is the least song I thought you were going to play. I'm actually not going to let you pick that. You have to pick something else. I'm not having that.
When was the last time you listened to it?
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Monday. Because I can remember where I was. Today is Thursday. Well, boys, you're coming on as if this is not a good tune.
No, it's just...
It's very out of character.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Bro, really? You're sitting there in a Nike jumper, Nike shorts, Nike stockings, Nike runners.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought you were going to say California Love or something. And you just go, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, pelter of a tune.
What do you mean?
Oh, you see a little silhouette of a man, Scarabouche, Scarabouche, will you do the Fandando? No.
What's your karaoke tune again?
Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby. Would you not have said that?
Nah. I want to do a duet in karaoke. Or it has to be with a female. I want to do American Boy. That's on my list for 2026. No.
Don't. Am I at the lose my marbles? I'm sitting there going, did that surgery really fuck me up this much? He's like, I can't wait to do my duet.
It's on the
what?
List. It's on the list.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
You were giving out to me for putting Have a Carvery on my list and you've got do American
you
Boy.
You don't understand. No, the boys do be saying to me and all, like, when you're going to do Vanilla Ice Ice Baby Boy, Vanilla Ice and all. I'm like, boys, I can't just bust that out. It has to be a special occasion. More than likely when we all go away.
What situations are you in? I don't understand. How often is there a karaoke machine?
This is what goes on in my head, Siobhan. I'm not even telling you. I'm trying to explain to you. You think it's weird. Imagine how I feel.
Imagine I feel so sensible right now.
So you said three songs in a playlist that describe your personality.
Up the Flats by Gemma Dunleavy. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah, I get that.
That's a normal choice.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Normal choice. Just because it says Up the Flats. The song is more of a love song.
Yeah, but... Bohemian Rhapsody. What did you say there? Fella feel, fella far, or something you were singing?
You never heard Bohemian Rhapsody?
I heard it. I don't know the word.
Goes on for about 20 minutes. Mm.
Up the Flats. See, I'd need to pick loud songs like someone. No, them comes that just shout. What are they called? Not like Linkin Park.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Oh my god, yeah.
No one in the world
Linkin Park are lethal, by the way.
Nickelback are the goats.
Nickelback? I said Linkin Park, bro.
Oh, Linkin Park and Nickelback. But yeah, not bad.
He tried to get that one in there undercover, didn't he?
Slip it in under the carpet.
Yeah, yeah. Name a few Nickelback songs.
How You Remind Me.
That is a good tune.
It is a good tune, isn't it? What's the other one? There's another late one. It's like called Rockstar.
Do you know what? That actually does describe you. Never made it as a wise man. That's you, Terry.
That's a big tune.
Yeah. I go Bohemian Rhapsody, Inspector Norse, and I'll throw a rap song in there and I'm going to say We Don't Care by Kanye West.
Up the Flats, Nickelback.
What Nickelback song though?
How You Remind Me, you said something about me and I'm going to go with it.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. That is you, Terry.
Yeah.
Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. That's you, Terry, in a nutshell. You should get that tattooed on you.
Right down my chest, bro. Just a little more. Oh, yeah, we've been the show. Man's fella Eddie.
Yeah.
Went out the other day, right? Ran 43k.
Fuck off.
6:15 pace. Come back to the gaff.
Why?
No one knows, bro. No one, I said, why would you do that? Just said he just went for a run. You don't just go for a run. And he's probably in a pair of jeans. He was probably in jeans. I can't confirm that. There's a strong chance he was in jeans and flip flops. 43k off the sofa. I said, what did you have with you? He said, I woke up, I had a bowl of muesli that morning. Didn't have any water or that. She says, what did you bring with you on the run? Nothing. She says, what were you even listening to? What? Takes out an iPod. iPod. You know, the yoke.
How did you even charge that?
You have to turn it. He says, yeah, the iPod, and he's turning the yoke, and he goes into his playlist and he plays a song, it's Coolio. Dancing in the Graveyard or something it's called. Something like that. I said, yeah. She's playing it. He's going, it's a good song, isn't it? It's a good song, isn't it? I said, yeah. I goes, what else? No, there's only one song on the playlist. Listen to the song 96 times. I'm around 43k. Why would you do that?
And you're asking me, am I okay?
Right, I have another blind ranking for you.
What's it about?
No, don't jump in.
Like bad situations.
Don't jump in.
Right.
Okay.
It's a blind drink and he's like, no, I'm just going to wait till I hear them all and then I'm going to decide.
Right. You're in a crowded pub and a drunk girl spills a drink on you and then won't leave you alone burning the ears off you apologising.
I feel like that happens to me every Saturday.
Is this out of 5?
Out of 5.
That's every Saturday.
I don't mind.
Like, Terrence, someone spills a drink on you, yeah? Ruins me night. And then when they don't leave then, I'm like, mate, you spilled the drink, you apologised. I accept the apology, move on.
Now, don't get it twisted. It's bad, right? It's that annoying you remember. I remember being at a Liverpool United game. could have been 8-9 years ago, and we were in the woolshed watching it, and Ross Ryan spilled 2 drinks of me in the same day. Then I was in the Jackson, I was saying to Gary, I was like, that dopey cunt's at the party, 2 points of me. Can you believe that? He was in the cubicle, burst the door open. What do you think? The back on
you?
You fucking shy back. I was like, you stupid cunt.
So where are you ranking it?
Out of what?
Five.
Fifth.
Second.
You order a takeaway after looking forward to it all day. The driver takes ages delivering to everyone else before you, and then when it finally arrives, he's forgotten the curry sauce.
That is annoying.
Forgetting your sauce could be the most annoying thing.
Yeah. And you know what the poxy thing about that is? Are you going to go on to them like, you forgot me sauce? No, you're just going to eat the food.
The big issue.
You have
to
just eat the food.
If you forget a kebab meal, you're ringing them.
Ah, yeah.
If you forget a sauce, you just have to go without it.
Yeah. And do you know what I don't get? Like, you're going to ring and say you forgot me sauce. And like, what are you going to do? Do you want us to send a new one? No, because it's going to take too long. I'd rather eat the food now. And you're going to ring them the next time and be like, you forgot me curry sauce last time. And then be like, who's this? So you just have to accept it. I'll go toward with that.
Right, your babysitter cancels at the last minute for a night out you've been looking forward to for ages, and you can't find anyone else to cover.
Ah, oh, that has to be top of the list. Yeah. That's your night Alva.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
That's one. You and the miss sitting on the sofa dolled up the bits.
Yeah. Yeah.
The barista sniggers when you ask for oat milk and then calls out for the fellow with notions when the coffee is ready.
What's with notions mean?
You think you're class?
It'd be the equivalent to you saying you forget yourself. You know what I mean? Like, who's he think he is?
Yeah. No, you're throwing hands there.
You get oat milk and...
You're going to fight the barista.
That's why I'm willing to fight.
Yeah.
Straight away, because that could happen to me. I'm going to say, what have I got left? 2 and 4?
That's four.
That's four. That's not
bad. What do I have? Have I 4 left? 4 and 5?
4 and 5, yeah.
Yeah, I go.
You can just slag back. Fifth. It's not that deep.
Oh, you take a pretty
punchable offence, like, but it's not that deep,
but it's punchable.
You'd hit him, you would hit him.
That's deep. If you have a punch on
jumping over the counter in on top of the
people for the least things.
For someone who can't take a punch now, or he will die, he's like, I'll punch
only for
a lot.
Now, only for, I'll recover well.
Tyrone's going to walk around with a head guard on.
Yeah.
And that's when we're all fucked, because, you know, he's going to have to hit someone.
Yeah.
Why else is he wearing the head guard?
Right, the last one then. A colleague or teammate you carried through a group project or match takes all of the credit afterwards.
Oh, Brennan.
That does it every week. No, you know what, wasn't really, I actually knew I had a problem with you. See, at the end of that clip when I said the line, that's the funniest thing I ever heard. We were doing all right without you.
That's because you come in and tried to burn the chip down.
I don't know how well I took that. I don't know. That didn't register on me at the time. I just knew he said something funny. I watched that back and I went, that's not on. I wasn't well, like, do you get me?
You had to come down with the flu, that was what I said. But I'd put that fourth.
You have 2 left.
2? How have I got 2 when he doesn't?
No, it's 2 second, like, spot.
Oh, yeah, number 2. I would have put that last if I could go back in 20.
No, will you stop doing this? This is how they walk, Terry. You can't do that.
I'm going to swap that.
No, you can't.
That's going to go last.
What are you swapping it with? You can't. Do you remember what you put last?
What was last again?
For the girl spilling the drink on you.
Yeah, that's more annoying. I'm going to put that one last and put the girl there.
You can't do that.
You can't. That's the whole point of a blind ranking.
They're swapped.
No.
If you're listening to this, they're swapped.
I seen one at Noel Horan and it was like blind ranking people from Mullingar. Who do you think you put first?
Joe Dolan.
Obviously.
I mean, they have a statue to Joe Dolan, yeah. Don't they? So
a statue?
Yeah. Down
there. Remember he did Cristiano Ronaldo statue? And his face was on back the front. Like, how did he fuck us so bad? Like, you're doing this for the most popular man that's ever been on the earth, probably.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like him. Looks like Gavin Power. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Anyways.
This question came from Owen with a GH. So,
they can't be trusted, them people. And I know he didn't even pick that. Them Owens were a GH.
I know we didn't even pick that.
Yeah, do you get me? They can't be trusted, them people.
If the two lads had to create inner city Monopoly, what streets would be the horrible browns and which would be the dark blues?
Gee, I don't get Monopoly. Yeah,
so this is what I was saying to you. Yeah. So on the normal Monopoly board, the Irish one now, it's Crumlin and Kimmich are the brown ones, and Aylesbury Road and Shrewsbury Road are the dark blue ones.
So the bad and the good ones.
Yeah. So like they're the cheapest. I mean, you land on them. If you own the brown ones, I think you owe someone £2. And then when you land on the dark blue ones, it's £50 just for landing on it.
You're at the confusing us a bit.
So if I own that street and you land on it, you have to pay me rent. Yeah. And obviously the rent goes up based off the like how good the streets are. So the first 2 are the brown ones and the last 2 are the dark blue ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's something. Now, I'll give you a few negatives about you in the last couple of episodes. That's something you're good at.
What?
This is one of your positives. You're good at explaining stuff.
Right, so yeah.
Isn't he, though?
In the current Irish one now.
But it's how serious he gets.
Oh, no, sorry. The current Dublin one now. Crumlin and Kimmage are the first two. And the last two are Aylesbury Road and Shrewsbury
but
Road.
But they're probably based off like real property prices. This is just based off like your value, the value you put on the streets, like how much you like the street.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of streets that I absolutely can't stand.
Wait, we had a chat yesterday. Was it yesterday when you were on Talbot Street?
Yeah.
Talbot Street is an absolutely brilliant street for entertainment.
Yeah.
For entertainment purposes only though. Safety purposes.
I was
what do you mean by entertainment? Like just looking at people?
Oh, you
or
could
like
sit on Talbot
Street. You could just do a live stream of Talbot Street and I would watch that. I'd just tune into that randomly, like, oh, it's 6:15, knock that on there.
There's no one like people watching.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
but there's nowhere to do that on Talbot Street.
No,
safely.
That's me. Yeah.
You can't go to a good coffee shop and sit there and watch the world go by because you're in it.
Yeah, you're in.
Do you know what you need to, if you want to go and people watch on Talbot Street, you need one of them press bulletproof jackets that people to be in the war zones with so they know not to get shot and it says press all over it. That's what you need so people know, oh, you can't hit him.
Yeah.
Don't hit him. He's just watching.
Talbot Street.
It has to be a brown one.
Yeah, but it's a grey street.
We put it as the second brown one. I'm going to put it as the other brown one. Westmoreland Street. Stupid street.
Where's Westmoreland Street?
Look at Siobhan panicking there.
I don't know where it is either.
Where the Lewis is. Do you know, just there.
Oh, I got all of them Trinity. Confused. Is it the one with the blood donation place?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's a stupid street to me. The traffic just goes on a mad one and all, and you can't even cross the road and all that, and the people will be turning and shouting at each other and all. Oh, I hate that street. Westmoreland Street is the first brown one. Talbot Street is the second brown one. The dark blues, I go Sean McDermott Street as the darkest blue because the length of the street, and what a street it is. It goes from O'Connell Street. It goes from O'Connell Street to the Five Lamps. What a street.
Dorset Street is longer.
Yeah, but like, what's on Dorset Street?
What's on Sean McDermott Street? Sean McDermott Street swimming pool?
Yeah, there you go, we're already winning.
Pumped me toe on the tiles in there years ago. Blowing
you wouldn't do it now, it's been renovated.
Did it get renovated?
Yeah! I think it's had to get renovated about four times.
You will put money back into the area from the podcast. And renovate it.
Everyone knows where the bat is on Sean McDermott. You go to Dorky, do you know where Sean McDermott Street is? Oh, where the swimming pool is? Yeah. Everyone knows.
And everyone has an injury problem from there.
Yeah, and not a claim was ever made against him because now there's no money in it.
You know what you were signing up for when you got in there.
Do you know what I miss about with Terrence? You go in and they give you the band and then the alarm used to go off and your man would be yellow bands and you'd be trying to hide your band and all. You have a band on your wrist, where are you going to put it? You're in a swimming pool. Like, where are you going to hide your hands?
Yeah.
Trying to put your hands in your pockets and all and swim just kicking your legs. What a street, boys, honestly.
He also wants to know what little characters you would use instead of the race car and thimble and all those little
Putting a pair of runners in it.
He says an e-scooter should be one.
Yeah, 100%.
In what?
So like, do you know when you're playing Monopoly, you get like a little piece, but that's your piece, so when you roll the dice you move that piece.
Right.
So that's how we know who you are. I think a pair of runners.
Yeah.
An electric scooter is a good show.
Yeah, that's a good show.
A packer of smokes. No, a vape. A Proud Mary. What are they called? What are the vapes called, Simon?
A blatant Hurdy Mary or something, was it?
What? Yeah, or a Proud Mary. No, Bloody Mary. What? What are you called, Siobhan?
Lost Mary.
Lost Mary. Siobhan, you're over there. We're just naming Marys.
I was trying to think.
We're naming every
Mary.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Every.
I was trying to think.
Oh, here we go now.
Oh, no. Why are you so stiff walking in as well? Look. All right, bro.
All right, what the fuck all? Just...
What are you up the fuck all? We're literally recording a podcast. Come on, Jess, jump in there. Come on, you're my brother. You can sit beside me. So, do you know on the Monopoly board?
Yeah.
You have to pick two new browns and two new dark blues. What are you picking?
Dorset Street as a brown.
As a brown, Dirty?
Yeah. Jesse, I'm not having that, bro. That's I'm not going to... You're only in the door and you're causing trouble. That's you're in here looking for a fight.
Definitely a brown.
Why?
Because it's just all field spots that no one even goes into, like.
That's a point.
Joxers and all is there, bro.
It's just the
There's
one...
There's some good spots on Dorset.
Is that where else would be another brown? The Garden Memorance.
No.
Oi, bro.
Tell him how you nearly died there.
Oh, I got a smack of a bike.
You got a smack of a bike?
Going down the wrong side of the road.
It's the worst thing to get hit by. Like, not a... Like,
a Sauron, like...
How's he got a belt of a Sauron?
He was on a scooter going the wrong way and your man turned the corner and hit him and he's trying to tell us it was your man's fault.
No, I'm not. It was traumatic. I got straight back up. Not a bother to me.
But that's the easiest thing to avoid on the road is a bike.
Yeah. Don't you want to talk about PTSD?
What would you pick your dark blues?
My dark blues?
I'd pick Sean McDermott Street.
As a dark blue.
But
I'm going to laugh.
But,
for,
But for personal
that's
preference.
That's boys.
That's what we did. We
used to have, the living room was on it. What a spot.
Yeah, used to.
Yeah, because it closed down.
Yeah, and this...
The living room was closed?
The living room was closed since last January.
We didn't know that was gone. Yeah. That's mad.
Turn to ringing people on. Come to watch the living room. Or the living room, watch the match. Saturday, you coming? It's like the Argos thing.
Yeah. That was another one like that, yeah.
Jesse, is a shark at Monopoly?
He told me.
Cheetah.
He told me that he used to be playing Monopoly every Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Cheetah.
Now, Christmas gone was good, wasn't it? And your board was snapping. Jesse's board was there. And we were like, do you want to play? And she was like, no. Sitting there all showing and quiet and all. 10 minutes in, she's like, coaching Jesse. What are you doing, you stupid cunt and all? And Jesse's like, I know what I'm doing. He didn't know what he was doing.
I didn't know what I was doing. And that game.
Yeah. Never going to be him.
No, just what the best part was. The best part was, yeah, when he knew he was at the fucking up, he was going bankrupt. He was like, ah, she has to go. Will you drop her home? The whole game paused and ruined. Yeah, then, you want to see what my dad done the other day? So we were watching the football. My dad's having a cup of tea. And Jesse just comes into the gaff, into the sitting room. Where his jacket and all on, yeah. Comes into the sitting room, goes, oh, looks out the window. And goes, right, I'm gone. And just walks out. Rather than just leaving the gaff, not coming in and letting everyone know he was leaving. Yeah, so we knew what he was doing. And my dad goes, where are you going? He was going out to my boards. And my dad's sitting there, fresh cup of tea in front of him. Looks at Jesse. And I goes, how are you going to grow? He goes, get the Lewis over. And my dad was like, me bollocks. My dad runs down, puts a pair of shoes on, puts his jacket on, legs it, come on, I'll drop you over. You will not let him get the Lewis over. Will not let him. Right? What did my dad do with the cup of tea? Fresh cup of tea.
Put the cup of tea in the oven.
Put the cup of tea in the oven.
He's a legend.
Right? He puts a cup of tea in the oven, waiting for him to come home. Yeah? So AJ.
Why not the microwave?
So this is it, right? So he's like, why not just make a fresh cup of tea? So AJ went down on his boy, poured the tea out on him. And goes, I'll just make him a new cup when he comes back. So he comes in, right? He comes in, and the sitting room door's open, and you can hear him coming in, and my ma breaking the news to him, and you can hear him fuming downstairs. Comes storming up the stairs, then he's like, are you for real pouring that cup of tea out? I goes, why'd you put it in the oven? He goes, because you would have given out to me if I put it in the microwave. I was like, just make a new cup of tea.
Yeah.
This is what we're putting up in the gaff, and you're asking me why I think Bohemian Rhapsody's a good tune.
He is the gaff, though.
Wrap her up there, Jesse, go on.
I wasn't even here. I don't know what you're on about.
This is the bonus episode, so finish this and then we're going to
go.
Forget how you do is our outros.
Talking bollocks at GoLoudNow.com.
Jesse, you spent the whole week here learning it.
No, I didn't. I was learning about beta podcasts.
Like what?
Like stall it.
He's a little wanker, isn't he? Me and Jesse used to have real beef about 2 or 3 years ago, didn't we?
Saying about you used to. The reason I'm sitting over here.
Anyways, talking bollocks at goloudnow.com.
Right. Talking bollocks at goloudnow.com.
Send us in wherever you want.
Tell Sean to take us out.
Sean, take us out there.
Boom.
Please.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker. Come down.